Hello, friends, and welcome to the Legacy Homeschool Reflections podcast. I'm your host, Ruth Adams, and a homeschooling mama to seven blessings. I am also a homeschool graduate and am passionate about carrying on my legacy of home education and discipleship into the next generation. Thank you for joining me today. Our verse for today is Job 1:21. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is my joy to have a special guest on today's podcast. I have my firstborn daughter, Lauren Adams, on the podcast with me to talk about dealing with disappointment and closed doors. Welcome to the podcast, Lauren.
Thank you, Mama. I'm actually my mom's sound editor for the Legacy Homeschool podcast, so this is my first time on this side of the mic.
That's right, and it's fun to have you on this side of the mic, and I think it's really neat for the listeners to get to hear from you since you are doing all that behind the scenes and involved in every podcast that we put out. So thank you for the way you're serving to help get this out each time we publish it.
You're welcome. It's fun.
Well, this past week, Lauren, our family has been walking through a closed door and a huge disappointment in your life. So we've all been here walking through that with you. And this situation started back in probably January or February of this year. Was it January? So yeah, the better part of this year, an opportunity came up and we prayed about it, and we thought that, and you thought that this would be God's will for your life, and we've been pursuing it, and it was supposed to have taken place or started last, I guess, Saturday morning, the wee hours of the morning. You were going to go to the airport, and so anyway, everything came to a screeching stop. A big halt after months of preparation last Friday. And I want us to talk about that, about what the plans were. Maybe you would even like to go back to that night that Daddy and I brought you into our room and talked to you. That must have been in January.
Yes. Yeah, so I'd been babysitting my siblings, and my parents got home late, and, you know, it had just been a normal day, and the extent of my plans had been to go upstairs and have a quiet evening, but my parents wanted to talk to me, and they sat me down on their bedroom floor, and they asked me how I would feel about flying across the world to Asia to teach English, and I have never been out of the country except for when I was 6 years old. We went to Germany, but you know, Asia is far, far different, and that just had not even been within the realm of possibilities. I had not thought about that at all. And my sweet friends, some older girls that are like older sisters to me from our church, they've gone before. And so the plan was to go to Asia with them this July. And
in a group. They were part of the group, a lot of people.
Group of young people and some adults, you know, going, teaching English over in Asia. And, you know, we've been planning on this for months, and I was getting really excited the last week preparing. My parents have been so wonderful, you know, helping me get my suitcases packed, and Mama took really good care of me, taking me to the store, helping me just take care of every little odd and end. And
there were lots of things that you don't normally have to think about when you're packing,
it was like
snacks and vitamins and essential oils and all kinds of things,
like,
and the passport
checklist.
And visa. Yes.
Like, I think I'm getting to the end, and then I find five more things, and it's like, okay, they're at this store, and Amazon. So,
yes.
It was
a long process, months, and training, too. You had training and a lot of communication with people and getting your teaching materials together.
Conversations with those who have gone before.
Yeah, really. I mean, you had a monthly checklist of things to be working on every month. Yeah. What were some of the things you were looking forward to and praying towards for the trip?
Oh, well, one thing was I was going to get to room with my sweet friends, and I was really looking forward to that because I'm the oldest and I don't have any older siblings, so, you know, I look up to them so much. And then I am a very outgoing, extroverted personality. I love exploring and, you know, just doing new things. So, you know, going all the way across the world was definitely an adventure that I was really looking forward to. I'd seen pictures that, you know, showed the ancient architecture, and it was just beautiful, the rivers, the mountains, and I love going outside and seeing, you know, God's handiwork like that. And I love working with kids, and, you know, whenever I've gotten to volunteer and work with kids, you know, I've just loved it. The kids in groups that I've worked with before have just stolen my heart, and I was really looking forward to just everything, you know?
So there was a huge investment, months of time and energy, finances and emotion that, you know, prayer and so planning. And that brings me to Proverbs 16:9 that says, "The heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps." So, Lauren, would you take us back to last Friday and tell us how the day unfolded?
Well, it actually feels like it blurred in with Thursday, too, because Friday was the last day. The plan was to get up. We live about an hour away from the airport, so the plan was get up about 2 to get ready and then get out the door by 3 with my dad and get to the airport 3 hours early, because the flight was at 7 in the morning, bright and early. So, you know, I was preparing myself to say the last goodbyes. My 4-year-old brother, you know, he kept, you know, telling me, "I don't want you to go." So, you know, I was kind of preparing myself to say goodbye to him. And then on Thursday evening, Mama came up to my room, and she just prayed with me, which meant so much. She prepared my favorite meal, and when I woke up on Friday morning to my alarm going off, I just kind of laid there in bed and hit snooze, thinking, I'm not going to be sleeping in tomorrow morning. This is, you know, like, kind of my last morning to wake up in this bed.
Yes.
And so when I finally did get out of bed, I went downstairs, and Mama said, "Lauren, have you gone and checked your email? There's a new development." And so I was like, uh-oh. And because there had been some developments that had not been according to the plan
already, for months, some fluctuations and changes.
Yeah, and it that was something kind of scary. But we went and we checked the email, and because my team was going to be going for 2 weeks in one location and then 2 weeks in another location, and the email said that the first 2 weeks had been canceled because the school did not want us to come.
So you were uninvited.
Yes. So back and forth, it was phone calls with the lady who was in charge of
the trip
and with my dad and with my friends who were going on the same team.
Oh, tell the listeners about the prayer time you had with your sweet older friends.
Yes. I, you know, we had no idea what we were going to do, so I said, why not I just call my two friends, because they're three sisters. One was going to be going to a different location, but two were going to be going to my location. So I called them, and I said, you know, what are your thoughts about all this? And so we talked, and then they said, Lauren, let's just pray about this. So, you know, all three of us just prayed.
And what a blessing that you have those kinds of friends who will turn to the Lord, and that you could, you're all stressed out, you're all disappointed and kind of upheaval going on in your day, and that you all went to the Lord in prayer.
Such a blessing.
Oh yeah, I'm so, so thankful for that. And so then by the afternoon we knew that it was over and the trip wasn't going to happen.
I remember I got off the phone. I'd been texting with them about it, and they finally got back and they said, I'm sorry. Just the different things we had, different ways to get there for the last 2 weeks, you know, just everything just kind of fell apart within that day. And so, you know, I just remember I went to your room, Mama, and I said, it's not going to happen. You know, my flight has to be changed if I'm going to go at all, because there still was the option to go for the last 2 weeks, but, you know, that required us to change the ticket, and
which would be a huge expense, and then as shaky as everything's been, we weren't sure if the second 2 weeks would actually happen, so it was just too big of a risk.
You know, just everything involved, it just really seemed clear that it wasn't going to happen.
It did, didn't it? And it's nice when the Lord works like that, and it's so clear. And I know I was talking to some of these friends at church on Sunday that you were going to travel with, and one of them was saying it was so nice that it was clear, that it wasn't, oh, are we making the right decision? Are we doing the wrong thing? The Lord allowed it to be very clear. But we were in shock on Friday, but Saturday, I think everything was sinking in.
Yes, because on Friday night, I remember I was on the phone with one of my sister friends, and she just called me to just encourage me, and I got off the phone with her, and you and Daddy were on the front porch, and night was falling, and I just remember watching it get dark and talking with you, and I just remember telling you that, you know, I just felt very at peace with what had happened, and, you know, I felt very calm about it. I felt very disappointed, but very calm about it.
I remember that.
And
you were saying, you're disappointed, but you also have joy, and you also have peace.
Just, I felt sort of a peace and a joy about it. I felt completely at rest with what had happened, you know. Just throughout the day, I had been, you know, I found myself not praying, oh God, please, please, please make it work, you know, why? I just found myself praying, Lord, I trust you about this.
Mm-hmm.
And just that evening, I just felt really calm, really at peace.
Do you remember what you told me about your purpose, what your purpose is? I loved what you said about that. Could you share that?
Yes. When I was 12 years old, I came across the catechism question that says, what is the chief end of man? And that is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. And I remember I was doing a Bible study that presented that to me, and they had me change my name out, change the words in my name out, so that the question said, what is the chief end of Lauren? The chief end of Lauren is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. And so through my teen years, I just had that in my mind, that my purpose is to glorify God. And I remember thinking when all this came up, you know, the chief end of my life is not to go to Asia, it's to glorify God. And if I can't glorify God in Texas where we live, then I can't glorify Him in Asia. So I just remember thinking, you know, God has a reason for all of this. I don't know what it is, but I just know that, you know, it's for my protection and for His glory. He has me in the palm of His hand, and He has me right where He wants me.
Amen.
And I just, you know, I felt totally at peace and even a bit of joy thinking about that, you know, thinking, you know, Lord, what do you want me to do? you know, in this time that I would have been in Asia, you know, I'll be here at home. How do you want me to glorify you? And, yeah. You know, and just, you know, I felt even a joy that did not come from my circumstances.
I love that.
Yeah, but...
That's great,
Yeah, Lauren. On Saturday, yeah, you were asking, and when it sank in.
The reality.
Yeah.
I'm here and not on that airplane. Here. Yes.
Yeah, I remember, because I love to go get on our swing set, and I would go get on the swing set, and I'd think about it, and, you know, I remember looking up, and I would see a plane go through the sky, and I'd think, I'm not on my flight.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, I woke up in the morning thinking, I would have been on the plane by now, and
I remember Saturday night, us standing in the kitchen, and there were some tears, and you were sharing with me how that you were feeling broken, and we prayed together, and you shared with me about how the brokenness and disappointment were just leading you into closer fellowship with the Lord. And we just discussed how the places of brokenness in our lives are actually opportunities, because it's in our brokenness that the Lord will work through us. And I've often mentioned Nancy DeMoss Wagamuth's quote that says, anything that makes me need God is a blessing.
Right. And, you know, that Saturday evening, you know, I had been dealing with some disappointments already that week, and I did not understand those disappointments. I did not understand the, you know, major disappointment of not going to Asia. And just, you know, all throughout the day, you know, it's kind of one of those days where you're already kind of going, oh, and everything kind of seemed to go wrong. And I just remember standing there with you, Mama, and just thinking, you know, I feel like I'm at this point where I feel like everything has all of a sudden gone zoop out from under me. And I just felt broken, you know, but I felt like, you know, I'd been praying throughout the month, Lord, help me to focus on you. Help me to focus on you. Because I had been feeling my focus shifting off of God and onto other things. And then some of these things that my focus had been on got pulled out from under me. And I felt like God was even saying, I'm helping you to focus on me.
Yeah. It's amazing how it's easy to be distracted even by good things.
Mm-hmm.
Like going on this trip was a good thing, but then we can get so caught up and distracted in preparations and this sort of thing. Yes, that's such a good word. Psalm 34:18 says that the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. So I just want to ask you, what were some of the comforts that the Lord gave to you over the weekend? You were brokenhearted and crushed in spirit. So how did he minister to you?
Well, all throughout the day when I would feel really down, I would kind of have to remind myself of the truths that I knew to be true. And one thing that really sticks out at me was... I love to sing, and I love to go out on our swing set at night, and I love to sing. So that night on Saturday, I went out, and I started to sing on our swing set, and I sang songs that talked about how God is sovereign over our situations, and... songs, you know, like Jesus, Lover of My Soul, you know, just, you know, prayerfully singing, telling him, you know, I don't understand, but, you know, all my trust on thee is stayed, all my help from thee I bring, cover my defenseless head with the shadow of thy wing, you know, just, you know.
That's from Jesus, Lover of My Soul. Yes. That's beautiful.
Just asking him to really... You know, just telling him that I trusted him and asking him to be my hope and stay.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that. We've been talking about how comforting it is to know that the Lord is truly sovereign. So I love that you brought up His sovereignty, because in our conversations about this at home, we've been talking about it's a real comfort to know the Lord is sovereign over our lives, and He will intervene and place barriers in our paths to keep us from something that is not His perfect will or that might hurt us. We don't know, and we don't know if we'll ever fully understand. Maybe the Lord will give us some greater clarity as to why all this happened, you know, why we spent from January till July, you know, preparing and then it falling through. Maybe we'll have some greater clarity. I don't know. But we know that God is building our character and He's sanctifying us. And just the way that it fell through at the last minute, less than 24 hours before you were supposed to board that plane, it really feels like the Lord stepped in and put a barrier and intervened. And that's just comforting to know that He is in control of our lives, that, as you said, we're in the palm of His hands, and He is going to direct our paths. So, Lauren, thank you for your willingness to share with the listeners what God is doing in your life. Is there any last thing that you want to share today?
I just have felt that through this, God has been really trying to teach me to trust Him. And you know, I mentioned that song, Jesus, Lover of My Soul. That became my favorite hymn when I was 15 years old. And I had been going through some disappointments and some struggles during the time that that hymn became very special to me at that point. And I remember telling a girl at a conference that I felt like the Lord was telling me that I can only trust Him. You know, my truest source of trust and my only solid trust is in Him. And I really feel like the Lord has been trying to remind me of this and telling me that my trust needs to wholly be on Him. And you know, my joy, my focus, you know, He just needs to be my all in all. And, you know, I've just found so much peace and joy in delighting in Him, you know, finding, you know, nothing that I usually fall back on. You know, I feel like falling back on Him is so, you know, it's a hard experience, but it's a good experience.
It's sweet.
It is.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Like, I don't know if sweetness and brokenness can go together, but in this situation, it feels like they have.
Yeah, it does.
And, you know, one thing just as a side note that was really sweet was my sweet friends who were going to go with me and two others from our church who did not get to go. We all got to go together to an authentic Chinese food place this Sunday, and we all just sat together and enjoyed Chinese food and, you know, just talked about the trip. And, you know, we all felt very peaceful about it. You know, just I feel like the Lord just gave us all His peace in the situation. And, you know, just I felt like He just gave us all the grace to...
What a blessing.
Not understand, but understand.
Well, Lauren, it has been a joy to have you on the podcast. I love you, sweetheart. And thank you for being willing to share with others from what God's doing in your life. And thank you, friends, for tuning into the podcast today. I want to leave us all with this verse. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose, Romans 8:28. Perhaps you are listening today and you are also facing some kind of huge disappointment. It may not be a canceled trip to Asia, but we can face daily disappointments and sometimes huge disappointments to big plans and just the suffering and the heartache that this life can bring. And we just pray that the scriptures we've shared and the reminder of God's love and His sovereignty are an encouragement for you today. In closing, it would be so helpful if you are enjoying the Legacy Homeschool Reflections podcast, if you would leave a review on iTunes. The reviews help other mamas to find the podcast. May the Lord give you His peace and joy as you serve Him in the mission field of your home this week. And I look forward to our next visit. God bless.